Now, later on this morning, the MP for Peterborough, Paul Bristow, will argue that tougher penalties are the best way to stop people fly-tipping. The Conservative MPs called for debate on the subject in the House of Commons after becoming fed up of seeing areas of the city blighted by waste being dumped illegally.
I want the guidance that's issued by central government to have a very zero-tolerance approach to fly-tipping. There's no a slap on the wrist for a first offence or a precautionary approach. I don't want any of this. I want a zero-tolerance approach. If you're caught dumping your rubbish in other people's on other people's land or on the corner of a street corner somewhere or a local park somewhere, then you must feel the full brunt of the law.
Conservative MP for Peterborough, Paul Bristow. Fly-tipping has been a big problem in Peterborough. A few years ago, the city was named as the third most fly-tipped area of the country. So would tougher penalties work, or is there a different way of doing this? Julie Howell is a Green councillor representing the ward of Orton-Waterville. Morning, Julie.
Good morning, Dottie.
First of all, paint me a picture of Orton-Waterville and whether you have a problem there with fly-tipping.
Orton-Waterville is beautiful, and I must stress that, you know, we're not in the constituency that Mr. Bristow represents. Orton-Waterville is beautiful, but it's largely beautiful because the attitude of residents here towards rubbish and fly-tipping and an understanding of the damage that fly-tipping causes. And I think because as councillors, the councillors around here are constantly reminding people about how fly-tipping damages the beautiful environment that we have here. So I'm pleased to say, even in lockdown, it's not too much of a problem here anymore.
But it did used to be.
It definitely did, you know. But I'd like to think that the education that we've done, which is pretty constant from us, about the damage it does, that there's no such thing as throwing stuff away, that we have to take responsibility for our rubbish and not expect the council to always be able to solve the problem because the problem's, you know, it's got so huge now. I'd like to think that it's having an impact here. But, you know, we don't have this dense housing that they have in Mr. Bristow's constituency. So, you know, I appreciate we are in a different situation here.
Do you think that tougher penalties are the answer?
It's a really complex issue. I'm sure that fines and increasing fines will have an impact, but I'm not convinced it will have the impact that Mr. Bristow's imagining or that's desired. Because, OK, if you scare people out of fly-tipping because they're afraid of a big fine they can't afford, OK, but then what are they going to do with the stuff still that they've got? And if you ask me, you're setting up perfect conditions for rogue traders who go door-to-door offering to take away items for a really small amount of money, even less than the council would charge to take it away legally. And that's the stuff that then ends up fly-tipped on farmland, which is a problem that's been discussed earlier on today. So I just think this is likely to might have an impact on a few people, but I think ultimately it will just push this illegal activity underground. It really doesn't solve it. It just kind of pushes it out of sight, if you like.
OK, so just to make sure that we're clear on what you're saying, you think that bigger fines, it might put off domestic fly-tippers, if you like, somebody who's got a mattress that they need to chuck out and they just lob it on a street corner. It might put off people like that, but it could mean that more organised fly-tippers, people who almost make it their business to do this, that they come in and capitalise on the situation.
That's absolutely right. So I think to really crack this, and it is complex, there's no simple solution to this, because we buy too much stuff, we get rid of it too quickly. We have a bulky waste, well, we don't at the moment, thanks to COVID, but we have this bulky waste drop-off point in my ward that the parish council provides, and it's really, really popular, but I have very mixed emotions about it, because it's great that people are using that to get rid of their rubbish rather than fly-tipping it or using rogue traders, but I just worry that people are coming and dumping stuff and then going straight out and buying more stuff, and 6 months later they're coming back to the drop-off point and dumping it off again. And until we can educate the public about what happens when they do that, that there's no such thing as throwing it away, a lot of it's going to be going to landfill somewhere. We need to put into the hands of our residents the ability to solve this problem, and they need to understand you've got to buy less, you've got to be more responsible, and you've got to realise that out of sight and out of mind may work for you, but somewhere, if you're paying a small amount to someone who's knocked on your door, and usually a very nice man's knocked on the door, offers to take stuff away for a small amount of money, it's probably going to end up on farmland. And that's a huge problem, and it's causing a lot of damage to the environment. We need to open our eyes up to this problem.
What do you think about enforcement in Peterborough, Julie? Is it effective at the moment?
I think it is to a degree. I'm a bit mixed about it as well, because it's almost like it's another way to kind of, you know, make money through fines. And I still go back to sort of my earlier point that there's a great big education piece that I'd like to see come along with all of this. Something I've talked about previously to you when I've talked about littering is I like to talk to the people that are doing it and ask them why you're doing that. And so I talk to fly tippers, and it might sound a bit strange, but I think if I understand the motivations and why people do this, then I can sort of start to understand what the solutions might be for that. And very often people are actually not intimidated by the fines. Their answer will be, well, everyone else is doing it, well, while they're adding something to a pile of stuff, a perception that they're not going to get caught doing it, and blaming the council, because people somehow, I don't know how this has happened over the past few decades, but people seem to have let go of a responsibility for their waste and feel, well, it's not my fault, I buy all this stuff and then the council doesn't give me somewhere to get rid of it. So those seem to be the problems that we're up against, and we have to, as part of an education problem, tackle that psychology, because we can't keep going like that. We won't be able to walk anywhere because we'll be ankle deep in rubbish everywhere we go if everybody keeps behaving this way.
So a matter of personal responsibility, responsibility for your area and for your own rubbish. Julie, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much for your time. Julie Howell there, a Green councillor representing the ward of Orton Waterville in Peterborough.